ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 6 एंटाइटल्ड द किलिंग ऑफ द डीमन पूतना। टेक्स्ट 31। काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी। तावन नंदादयः गोपा मथुराया व्रजं गता विलोक्य पूतना देहं बभूवुः अति विस्मिता। तावत् इन द मीन टाइम नंदादय हेडेड बाय नंद महाराज गोपा ऑल द कावर्ड मेन मथुराया फ्रॉम मथुरा व्रजम टू वृंदावन गता केम बैक विलोक्य व्हेन दे सॉ पूतना देहम द गिगेंटिक बॉडी ऑफ पूतना lying dead. Babuvu became ati very much vismita struck with wonder. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Issi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Meanwhile, all the cowherd men headed by Nanda Maharaj returned from Mathura, and when they saw on the way the gigantic body of Putana lying dead, they were struck with great wonder. Purport. Nanda Maharaj's wonder may be understood in various ways. First of all, the cowherd men had never before seen such a gigantic body in Vrindavan, and therefore they were struck with wonder. Then they began to consider where such body had come from, whether it had dropped from the sky, or whether by some mystic, or by the power of some mystic yogini, they had come to some place other than Vrindavan. They could not actually guess what had happened, and therefore they were struck with wonder. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम्। साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजन सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। असाधु साधुता दाई नाति नीचो ततारक हानमुंच कदाचिन्माम प्रेम्णा हृत्कंठयो स्फुरः। तावन्नन्दादयो गोपा मथुराया व्रजं गता विलोक्य पूतना देहं बभूर अतिविस्मितः। So first of all, I'm feeling myself very much fortunate to be having the opportunity to speak about Srimad Bhagavatam here at the holy place of Vrindavan, and especially in front of the so many senior devotees here. Generally, whenever we come to Vrindavan, we come to hear more. So we are all these senior special Srila Prabhupada disciples. So first I would like to ask their blessings. They could bless me so I could just to purify myself and to please all the Vaishnavas, speak something from this most purifying pastime of Krishna killing demon Putana. So as you must be hearing from past so many days about this very specific narration, Krishna killing Putana, and especially in Krishna, the first pastime which has been described by Srila Shukadeva Goswami after the Nanda Mahotsav is Putana Uddhar, delivering Putana, which has so many different angles to learn about. As also mentioned, Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvashaya Prati Shloka Prati Akshara Nana Arthakoya. Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna himself, Shri Krishna Parivartitaha. So as we take darshan of Krishna Balaram, the same Krishna Balaram is here, just like just 4 or 5 days before, I was watching some of Srila Prabhupada's videos, and the exact video where like Srila Prabhupada was there and there was installation of Krishna Balaram, I think here on the temple hall itself. So the same Krishna Balaram who personally installed by Srila Prabhupada, they are here, and they are dressed by different devotees, and every day according to the devotion, according to the surrender of the devotee, Krishna manifests his beauty in different way. So similarly, the words, practically each and every syllable of Bhagavatam gives so many angle, manifest Krishna's different qualities. So specifically this pastime of deliverance of Putana is presented here before we enter into the sweet pastimes of Krishna with the residents of Vrindavan has a lot of significance. One of the point is, as Putana is a personification of the pseudo guru, what we are hearing yesterday, also at some place it mentioned that Putana is also the personification of ignorance, avidya. So, and ignorance is the root of all, like we hear about the cycle of sin, prarabdham, aprarabdham, kutam, bijam. And the root is the avidya, the ignorance, and especially the ignorance or the forgetfulness of one's relation with Krishna. So unless until this avidya is not removed, we cannot relish the relationship with Krishna in the mood of residents of Vrindavan. So that is one of the reason. And another reason is, unless until you don't understand the nature of Krishna, the most magnanimous, the most merciful Krishna, it might be difficult to relish the madhurya. So first is audarya and then is madhurya, this is. Like I was hearing one of the example, the same narration of Putana deliverance. Like if someone gets injured and the blood starts coming from that injury, so at that time if a devotee comes and offers you the gulab jamun, you won't be able to relish the gulab jamun or any sweet rice. At that time you need some like some bandage, some first aid. So similarly, especially the jivas who are constantly tormented with this threefold miseries, so the first thing which attracts them is the Krishna's merciful nature. As Sanatana Goswami also speaks in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Krishnasya karunya kathastu dure tasya prahasyobata nigrahopi kamsadaya kaliya putanadya balyadya prag api sakshinotra. There it speaks about Krishna's karunya. What to speak of Krishna's merciful nature, especially for his devotees. Tasya prahasyo bata nigrahopi. Even the punishments given by Krishna to the demons are most auspicious. And then Sanatana Goswami gives the example of kamsadayo kaliya putanadyo balyadya prak api sakshinutra. And there are many witnesses how many devotees got benefited by Krishna's merciful nature. There's a list, but greater list is of the demons, those who got delivered. So kamsadaya, first is kamsa, kaliya, putana, and then Bali Maharaj, and like that, there are many. So Kaviraj Goswami also speaks in Chaitanya Charitamrita, bhaktavatsala kritagya samarthavadanya hena krishna chadi pandita nahe bhaje anya. A learned, a knowledgeable person, when he comes to know about the Krishna's qualities of bhakta vatsala, who is very affectionate to his devotees, kritagya, Krishna is always grateful to anyone who offers anything, no matter whatever intentions he might be having. But Krishna sees the mood of someone is wants to render some kind of service. Samartha, he is able to remove all the difficulties of the devotee. Vadanya, so one of the vadanya is one is the meaning is the magnanimous, but the one very nice meaning which I just came across, vadanya means the most important quality of Krishna is, if someone offers anything to Krishna, Krishna offers himself to that person. So that is the most magnanimous nature. And after understanding these qualities of Krishna, Hena Krishna Chadi Pandita Nahe Bhajanya. If a person sufficiently understands the qualities of Krishna, he will not be able to give up the Krishna consciousness. Vigya Janer Hai Yadi Krishna Guna Jnana Anyatyaji Bhaje Tate Uddhava Pramana. And when one gets sufficient knowledge of Krishna's qualities, how merciful, how loving Krishna is, he will give up everything and he will just surrender his life to Krishna. And what are the pramana? What are the proofs? So this proof is Uddhava, the proof is Shukadeva Goswami, and like that many. Putanare yai prabhu kaila mukti dana. He na Krishna chadi loka kare anya dhyana. So even to Putana, Krishna has given the deliverance. Hatari Gati Dayaka, one of the name of Krishna is Hata. Hata means after killing. Ari means the demon. Hata Ari Gati Dayaka. One who gives liberation even to the enemies, what to speak of others. So this is the first part which I was remembering. And as we hear, there's a very nice description of also Pundarik Vidyanidhi. How when Mukunda and Gadadhara went to see Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and initially when Gadadhara saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi manifesting some opulent lifestyle, he got a little bit bewildered what kind of devotee he is. But at that time, there also Mukunda starts speaking the same words, Aho Bakiyam Sanakala Kutam, where Mukunda remembers about Putana's pastime. Rakshasi Putana Shishu Khaite Nirdaya Ishware Vadita Gela Kala Kutalaya. That Rakshasi, so by profession she was like the professional killer. So Rakshasi Putana Shishu Khaite Nirdaya Ishware Vadita Gela Kala Kutalaya. So by profession she was like the killer, and specifically she went to see Krishna. So like everyone comes to see Krishna in the temple, so she went to see Krishna and she had very wrong intentions. Kala kutta laya vadite gela, to kill Krishna she took the kala kutta poison. Tahareo mata pada delena ishware navaje abodha jiva hena dayalire. So Mukunda is like narrating this. So tahare mata pada delena ishware. Krishna is so merciful that Krishna immediately gave the position of mother to Putana. And only the foolish person will not worship such Krishna. So we hear that as soon as this same narration was spoken in front of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, we also hear this Putana pastime so many times. But when it was spoken in front of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, immediately he manifested the ecstatic symptoms. Shunile na matra bhakti yogera varnana Vidyanidhi lagile na karite krandana Nayane apurva vahe Shri Ananda dhara Yena Ganga Devi Rahaila Avatara. As soon as he heard, immediately like the mother Ganges started manifesting from the eyes of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Starts crying and then manifesting all the different symptoms of ecstasy. And then started shouting, Bolo Bolo! Bolo Bolo Bali Maha Lagile Garjite Sir Haite Na Parila Padila Bhumite. Start shouting, please chant again the same verse. Speak more about Krishna. Lati achader ghay yateka sambhar bhangila sakal raksha nahi karar. And he was having most valuable, like the bed and all this, the peak, the pan, the container was there, and so many things. But immediately he started like breaking all the things. No one was able to control him. Kotha gela divya bata divya guya pana. What happened to that opulent pan container, and then the opulently prepared pan was there. Kota gela jhari yate kare jalapana. And the water pot he was having, that also got broken. Kothai padila giya shaya padaghate. And just by one kick he broke the whole nice bed was there. So like that, he started like rolling on the ground and started calling Krishna, Krishna re Thakura mora, Krishna mora prana, more se karile kashta pashana samana. Oh Krishna, oh my master, oh my lord, you are so merciful, you have shown so much mercy to Putana, but you have made my heart hard like a wood or a stone. Kashta pashana samana. So like that he was crying at that time. And then we hear that even so many, more than 10, 20 servants were not able to control Pundarikvidyanidhi. So I was just contemplating on this, that the same pastime now we are reading, which has been relished by so many devotees, and just by hearing few words, they felt some kind of feelings, emotions. So as I was hearing from also His Holiness Shachinandan Swami Maharaj, and he was also speaking on this, that unless until you don't have a personal relationship with Krishna, it's difficult for you to even relate with the pastimes of Krishna. And very nice analogy I heard, one very nice example, like one mother is having one son, and she was having a lot of affection, love, attachment for the son, and the son goes to another country, so goes to West, and the mother is always remembering that son and remembering all the qualities and different interactions she had with the son. And at that time we see that after many years, then the son writes a letter to the mother. But unfortunately the mother was illiterate. She was not able to read. But suddenly she got the news that the son has sent a letter. As soon as she saw the letter, she became like mad, and she started running here and there. My son has written a letter to me. And then she started even crying. And finally she was running on the street, and suddenly she saw a person. She called that person and said, my son has written a letter to me. I would like to hear what's written there. So the literate person, he just took the letter, he opened the letter and started reading. My dear mother. So just simple words. My dear mother, please accept my humble obeisances. And as soon as this person is reading, but he is not having any emotions. But as soon as the mother heard this word, my dear mother, immediately she started crying. The same words are there, but the person who is reading is not getting any kind of feelings or emotions. But on the other hand, you see that the mother immediately gets the emotion. And what's the difference? The same words and syllables are there, but there is a relationship. So similarly, most important thing, when we read and hear this, I was hearing from another one of the senior Srila Prabhupada disciples, and he was mentioning about Krishna Leela, that as soon as you read Krishna Leela, you hear about Krishna Leela, you should think that this is my Krishna. This is my same Krishna whom I am always worshipping, whose name I am always chanting. He is the same Krishna is here, who is showing his mercy to Putana. So that is the most important thing I just remembered. And then here especially how Krishna has shown his all auspicious nature to Putana just by coming in contact with Krishna, how Putana got purified. Just after a few verses we'll hear about, even when her body was burnt, very nice fragrance was coming from the body. So ideally the material body is very contaminating, very polluting. We use so many soap and perfumes, deodorants, just to get some good smell. So I was just, another day I was hearing from some senior devotees about, ideally this material body, it gives some kind of bad smell. And then we use the soap and different kinds of perfumes. But what's the main reason of getting the bad smell? We get a bad smell. Is it because of some sweating? And then I came to know that Your body gives a bad smell to the proportion you have the material desires. Like we hear also about like King Rishabhdev, when he was on passing stool, so a good, very nice fragrance, almost 80 miles here. And also we hear from the Vedic scriptures about when one gets the mental purity, the mental brahmacharya, his body starts smelling like a lotus flower. So it's mentioned that to the degree you have the material desires, to the degree you have the swasukha bhavana, it's mentioned. To that degree one gets polluted. And we see that so many pure devotees, even in our ISKCON movement also, many times we came in contact with many senior Vaishnavas. Those are really pure in their consciousness. And just when you go close to them, I heard from some of the Prabhupada disciples also, this real, they can confirm like that. Even Srila Prabhupada's, Srila Prabhupada definitely, his body was like transcendental. And he was really having a very different aura and different kind of fragrance. One of the Prabhupada disciples mentioned, I don't remember the name. So similarly, Putana's body, Vilokya Putana Deham, this Putana body also got really purified just by coming for a few moments in contact with Krishna. And what's the reason why she came to Vrindavan? So most important is the connection with the pure devotee. Because in the previous birth, she was connected to Prahlad Maharaj's family, to Bali Maharaj as sister. So that is one of the most important, you can say, the pious credit, the Sukruti Putana was having, to have a relationship with a pure devotee. And after having a connection with the pure devotee, then yesterday also we heard how in the past, previous birth, she just desired, I wish that if I can offer my breast milk to this child. And at the time, even like yesterday, His Holiness Prabhupada Maharaj also mentioning, this is a very important and very, very powerful statement, that Krishna takes note of your each and every desire when you are standing in front of Krishna. Yeah, Krishna is also there in the heart of Putana. So Krishna is also there in the heart of the Ratnamala. And Krishna is also standing in front of the form of the deities. Krishna is also with us in the form of the holy name. So when you are with Krishna, you have to be very careful what's there in your mind. So Krishna takes note of each and everything. And definitely Krishna is going to fulfill all of them in some way or another. So that's another thing, like so this Putana, this Deham, about which Sanatana Goswami also says that although she was like having the body of a demon, but at least for some time she accepted the devotee dress. Sadvesha matrena hi bala ghatinim tamrakshasim matrugatim ninayasa tadbandavan mukti maghasuradikan sadhu druhastadrusha lila yanayat. Sanatana Goswami says in Brihad Bhagavatamrita about this. What is this specific thing because of which Krishna got attracted? So the word which Sanatana Goswami mentions is sadvesha matrena hi bala ghatinim. Although she was the killer, she was always killing the child, but sadvesha matrena, sad means sadhu vesha. Just by taking the dress of a sadhu, of a devotee, because of that she attracted the attention of the residents of Vrindavan. The Yashoda, Mother Yashoda got attracted, Mother Rohini got attracted, other devotees also got attracted. And because other devotees became very pleased just to see Putana in that form, Krishna liked that. It's mentioned here. Tam Rakshasim Matru Gatim Ninayasaha. Not only that, Krishna not only delivered Putana, but Krishna delivered the whole family, as Brahma also says in his prayers. Baka, whole family. The Bakasur, the Aghasur, everyone got delivered because of this. So, that's another point which I just remembered about Putana. That the great fortune she was having, that she took the form of a dress of a devotee, and finally, because of the blessings of Prahlad, because of, in contact with Prahlad, she got the great fortune to enter into Vrindavan. So, and when she entered into Vrindavan, as is also mentioned, Tavasmiti vadan vacha tathaiva manasa vidan tatasthanam ashritastanva modate sharanagata. These are the three specific qualities of the surrendered souls. What are the Tavasmi vadan vacha? One who constantly chants the name of Krishna from the tongue. Tathaiva manasa vidan. Tava asmi vadan vacha. Constantly says, tava asmi, I am yours, oh Krishna, I am yours. Always feel a personal connection, always calls Krishna with that sense of personal relationship. Tathaiva manasa vidan. And always remember Krishna's qualities. Tat sthanam ashritastanva. And keeps, places one's body, tatsthanam, in that land where Krishna has performed the pastimes. So yesterday we heard about Mathura Vas also. So as Narottam Das Thakur also says, Kabe Govardhan Giri, Heri Vo Nayana Bhari, Kabe Habe Radha Kundavas, Brahmite Brahmite Kabe E Deha Patan Habe. Narottam Das Thakur offered the prayer and Putana got that benediction. Brahmite Brahmite Kabe E Deha Patan Habe. So Putana Deham. Kahe Dina Narottam Das. So Narottam Das Thakur says, when that day will come in my life? Kabhe Govardhan Giri Heribo Nayan. When that day will come in my life, when I will be able to see Giriraj Govardhan, when I will be able to live at the bank of Radhakund, and just by walking in this dust of Vrindavan, Brahmite Brahmite E Deha Patan Hobe. Let that my body ends in this dust of Vrindavan. So as the aspiration what most of the pure devotees are having, that same destination Putana got by living this body. So that's the point. So initially in this chapter, first there's a description of how Putana entered Vrindavan. Then Putana offered the breast, offered some service to Krishna, although with some wrong intentions. And then how Putana got delivered. And then she took the gigantic form. So yeah, Putana is also compared to, is also a person of hypocrisy, the deceiving mentality, it says. So Putana was concealing her original form and trying to present herself as an advanced devotee. But as soon as she came in touch with Krishna, the first thing, she gave up that false form. So whatever, if we also have some kind of deceptive mentality, some kind of covering we have on in our heart, so as soon as we come in touch with Krishna, as I was hearing in the Japa retreat of his Bhurijan Prabhu, somehow you should just let your consciousness get in touch with the spiritual sound. Let you come in contact. As like Krishna came in contact with, Putana came in contact with Krishna personally. So similarly, if you come in touch with the holy name, with Archa, with any form of Krishna consciousness, the most important is you need to get absorbed. I was hearing from one devotee. The most important is absorption in some kind of Krishna, some form of Krishna. So then this kind of kutinati, the duplicious mentality, gets cured. And then In few verses, last few verses, we heard about the mood of Brajavasis. So initially, in few verses, it has Shukadeva Goswami speaks about. Shukadeva Goswami has a camera, like we have one still camera. So Shukadeva Goswami has a camera from all different angles. So first, from the angle of the gopis of Vrindavan, he was speaking like how gopis. Yesterday we heard about this verse, Pranay Baddhavi. Iti Pranay Baddhavi. So the vatsalya of the gopis of Vrindavan has been exhibited in several verses. So ideally, like if there is some kind of calamity happens, generally the men they go in the front, the woman always lives inside the home. But here we see that when Putana was killed, there was a huge tumultuous sound, and then all these Brajavasis heard this. But there is specifically mentioned that the woman, the gopis, they ran and they climbed on the gigantic body of Putana. So they were not even scared, and the image they took, and then there's a whole purificatory process. So after gopis Vatsalya Bhava has been shown, then immediately Shukadeva Goswami took camera from another angle. That's why the word is Tavan Nanda Dev Gopaha Mathuraya Vrajam Gata. For from Mathura he went to Vrindavan. So one is like Vrajam, what is it? Vrajam Gataha means he went to Vrindavan. It's like Shukadeva Goswami along with Nanda Maharaj, he is coming from Mathura and he is going in Vrindavan now. So one is like Shukadeva Goswami could have spoken, Nanda Maharaj came to Vrindavan. He is saying Nanda Maharaj went to Vrindavan. This is a different angle. Came to Vrindavan is like Shukadeva Goswami is sitting with the gopis. So if Shukadeva Goswami is sitting with the gopis, he will say that Nanda Maharaj has arrived. But here he is saying that Nanda Maharaj went from Mathura. So Nanda Maharaj, so next three verses speaks about the mood of Nanda and other gopas. So first the gopis mood has been manifested, and then here the mood of Nanda Maharaj. So Tavan Nanda Dayo Gopaha Mathuraya Vrajam Gataha. So as soon as they entered, the first thing they saw is the gigantic body, and they were not able to even guess what it is actually, because they have never seen such a body in their life. Here like the comparison is given, like only four people I think I heard. One is the Rudrasur, Shukadeva Goswami speaks about, who was having the gigantic body. Then second is the Kumbhakarna. Third is Ghatotkach, they say, and the fourth one is Putana. But the three people, Ghatotkach and Kumbhakarna, when they left the body, they killed many people just by their body. But here, when Putana was killed, not a single person. The word which is used by the Acharya is Abhumi, where the Putana fell on the ground, especially the garden or the forest of Akrura. So Krishna do like two tasks just by doing one thing. So why Krishna like destroyed all that forest? Because some wood was required to burn the body. So that's the reason Krishna like destroyed the whole forest. And when they got the wood, so eventually they'll be able to burn the body. So when Nanda Maharaj saw this, first thing, what is exactly this? Initially they thought that this is some kind of mountain which might have fell from the sky, like, or some kind of what it is actually, they are not able to guess. Or because Vallabhacharya also speaks in his commentary that generally demons, they don't leave bodies so easily. Those who are like really strong, we also hear about Hiranyaksha and Varaha Bhagavan's pastime. It took many days for Lord Varaha to kill, but just within few moments, without any weapon, without anything, Krishna just killed without any efforts. So they're wondering that if she is a demon, how she got killed so quickly. So in this way they were wondering, and Ati Vismitaha, why this word is there? They were really shocked, because this was the first pastime after Krishna appeared when they saw the killing of some demon in Vrindavan. So later also it will be mentioned by Gargacharya that there will be many kinds of utpat, many kinds of calamities will come in the life of Brajvasis from the time Krishna has appeared. So this is also one of the most important thing, that when you come to Krishna consciousness, or when Krishna comes in your life, you should be ready for this. This is going to happen. If you want to invite Krishna in your heart, if you want to invite Krishna in your life, the thing is going to happen is you'll get a lot of trouble. There are a lot of calamities, a lot of challenges will come in your life. So in that circumstance, it's what they say, kashta kare Krishna mile. That one will not get Krishna so easily. And even in the history we hear about all the, whether you take Haridas Thakur, or whether you speak about Prahlad, or whether you speak about in Maharashtra we have Tukaram, or whether you speak about Meera, whoever has attained the mercy of Krishna, they really have gone through a lot of tests and challenges. So there's nothing like you're in the very nice comfort zone and having nice pizza and nice prasadam, and suddenly at one point of time you'll get Krishna. When Krishna will come in your life, there will be test. And especially when you will have that pure desire to get the love of Krishna. Generally, if you are artharthi jigyasu gyani, you will not get much challenges. But you want pure Krishna consciousness, then you'll get a lot of challenges. There will be a lot of tests. And at that point, now what we see here, that the woman of Vrindavan like chanting the Swasti mantra and doing a lot of different endeavors, and even Nanda Maharaj and Gopas are also doing different endeavors. So main point amongst all of them is that they want to give full protection to Krishna. So that is another aspect, is the challenges will be there, and there will be tests, and there will be difficulties. So this is just first, that's why the word is Ati Vismita. It won't be mentioned again, like when there is a Trunavar, Shaktasur. They will not be shocked, because now that become the regular daily morning program. Every day there will be some demon will come, and every day Krishna kills them. But this was the first time, so they were shocked. So similarly in Krishna consciousness, when initially when we come, we hear about greatness of Krishna consciousness, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But it's not always so happy. They are, in Hindi there is some bhajan, they say that unless until you will not cry, you will not get Krishna. They say that those who have really cried a lot, they only got Krishna. So Krishna will give lot of challenges and tests, and at that time the most important thing is to protect Krishna in all the circumstances, to make all the endeavors to give protection. So similarly, Krishna appears, Krishna appeared in Vrindavan 5000 years before. Similarly, Krishna appears in the form of the holy name. Krishna appears in the form of the Archa Vigraha. Krishna appears in the form of this bhakti, what we do. So the first priority we have to give in our life is also to give that full protection. So as I always speak, the three things are there. First is, to do bhakti itself is difficult, and to maintain bhakti itself is difficult, another second. And third they say is to protect bhakti is difficult, and fourth say is to digest the bhakti is more difficult. So to practice Krishna consciousness itself is not easy task. We have so many difficulties. But then to protect Krishna consciousness, because every day we chant the holy name, every day we take the deity, darshan of the deities, every day we hear the Bhagavatam. But somehow, as I was hearing this explanation about when Ishwarpuri says to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Nama Mahamantra Eito Swabhav, Jai Japetare Upajaya Bhav. That the potency of the holy name is that as soon as you chant the holy name, it will definitely give you the pure devotion, the love. And I was hearing one lecture where they are speaking about the explanation by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he says that if you are chanting the holy name, and if today you have chanted the holy name, next day you are chanting the holy name, so immediately after chanting, every day you should get some different experience in your life. You need to get some different realizations. And if you are not getting the realization, that means Krishna Mahamantra Eitu Sabhav Jai Jape Tare Upajaya Bhav. That means Bhaktivinoda Thakur says definitely there are two things. If you are not getting the desired result, first thing is the offense, aparadha, and second is the asatsanga. At one point this says, if these two things are there, whatever Krishna consciousness practice, you will not be able to hold. Like someone gives me a milk, and then I will tell, okay, give me milk in this my glass. Everything will get leak. So similarly, whatever Krishna consciousness, every day we are practicing, somehow it's getting leaked. Every day we chant the holy name, but it has become the monotonous practice, and then we think that that's Krishna consciousness, that yeah, every day we chant and every day that's the same thing. As there's also another verse of Tadashma Saram Hridayam Badedam Yad Grihyamani Harinam Adhiyai, where Shravanakadi Rishis and Sud Goswami's narration there speaks that Tadashma Saram Hridayam Badedam, the heart is like a steel frame if you're not getting the feelings. So the point is, most important thing, especially in Kali Yuga, is not that much important how much you practice Krishna consciousness, but more important how much you are able to hold and protect Krishna consciousness. Like how much satsang you do, that is also important. How much association of pure devotees you are getting, that is also important. But more important is how much you avoid the asatsanga. Because in the conditioned stage, our heart gets more influenced by the asatsanga than satsanga. Like you take the darshan of Krishna Balaram, but Krishna Balaram's darshan, you will not be able to hold the beauty of Krishna Balaram, but as soon as someone sees the mundane form, immediately it attracts your attention. So this mundane thing gets stored more in the heart than the spiritual thing. So therefore, more important aspect is also along with the pure association is to avoid the impure association from the eyes, from the ears, from the tongue. Gramya katha na kahibe, gramya katha na shunibe, bhalo na khaibe, bhalo na paribes. Mahaprabhu says to Raghunath Das Goswami. So, especially in this age of Kali Yuga, the only way to protect Krishna consciousness is if you keep yourself constantly engaged in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kala Kalir Balina Indriya Vairi Varaga Sri Bhakti Margaya Kantaka Koti Labdha Koya Ami Vikalha Kim Aham Karomi Chaitanya Chandri Nadyam Krupam Karosi. So there it says that Kala Kali Balina Indriya Vairi Varga. So especially the Kali Yuga, the kind of atmosphere, some devotee was mentioning that practicing Krishna consciousness 50 years before and practicing Krishna consciousness 30 years before and now, there's a lot of difference. The kind of pure atmosphere it was having, the kind of pure vibrations it was having before, it's not now. Now like the smartphone is coming up, the YouTubes, Facebook, and so many distractions are increasing more and more. So that pure atmosphere is going down. So Kala Kali Balina Indriya Vairi Varga. So the atmosphere itself is contaminating, and Indriya Vairi Varga, and the senses are also like the enemies. Those are pulling us in different directions. Sri Bhakti Marga, in the Bhakti Marga, Kantaka Koti Ruddha. And this Bhakti Marga has thousands of thorns. हा हा कोई आमी विकलह किम अहम करोमी, वेर विल आई गो इफ आई विल नॉट गेट द मर्सी ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य इन दिस कलयुग. सो दिस अति विस्मिता, दिस स्टक विद ग्रेट वंडर. सो वी ऑल्सो हैव द चैलेंजेस इन अवर लाइफ इन अवर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. सो विल गेट प्रोटेक्टेड इफ विल surrender ourselves to this mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Sorry, I just crossed time. I didn't realize. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. And if there are so many senior devotees, they would like to add something. Hare Krishna. Or any comments? ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे. हरि हरि.